It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Michigan. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Bowtie Bar on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile Road up near Sparta, Michigan. I tell you what, we are having a party here, and you got to come out and check it out. Good morning, Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, Jop. That's right. We are live. The Spartan Mobile Studios are on the road today, and we're at the 14th annual MS Bike Run at the Bowtie. The landmark Bowtie, it's on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile, and I haven't been in here in a couple of years, but it's great to see Mary and the crew. We've got about two dozen men outside putting up tents. We've got our big chuck wagon getting ready to fire up. We got the tech here ready to do some preferred Angus, and it's going to be a good morning. The sun's shining, and the pig slayers are here.
I tell you what, they're going to be raising money today for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Years past, they've done upwards of $10,000. You got to get out here and check this out. There's going to be a group here called the Road Weasels, which are hear them in the background. There they are. They're doing antique bikes, Indians, Harleys, BMWs. I think the Road Weasels are particularly Indian, but if you're into motorcycles at all, you don't have to get in the run. You still can. Registration starts at 10:30. And then they're going to shove off about noon. But
they look more like Hell's Angels to me.
Yeah. But we got a busy show today. We're going to talk a little bit about the salmon are running right now. The rivers are full of them up north. So we're going to plank or not to plank. That's the question. We're going to get into that. The whole show today is going to be about pleasing a crowd. The crowd is, if you got more than 10 people coming over to your house, that's a crowd in our world, and we're going to give you some tips and techniques to talk about easier ways to make sure everybody eats good. Bob's going to talk to us about three different ways to grill corn on the cob. It's that season right now. Every farm market that we drove by on our way here has tons of corn ready to go, so we're looking forward to those recipes. Our cowboy Rob Russell is going to give us some tips on grilling for a group. Have a guest coming with us, Dave Scheidel from Scheidel Pools. He's a guy that is an expert at pleasing a crowd by throwing in the wet willy in your backyard. Bob, you got one of those from him, don't you?
Yeah, that's how I met Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
He totally changed my backyard.
You know what? Hit us on Facebook and tell us why what your favorite tailgate is. You know, that season's right around the corner. Bob and I did a little grill event Thursday night at the Lowell Rockford game. That was a great football game, and our Lowell Red Arrows took a victory there over Rockford Rams. But it was a well-fought game, and it was a lot of fun to be there. Tell us about who's Lori Teasley from the Crushed Grape, Bob.
Lori is the sommelier from the Crushed Grape, and she's going to come on with us and talk about three wines that will please a crowd. And when I asked her to find the wines, I said, if you have to please a crowd, you've got to buy a lot of wine. So let's go easy on the pocket.
That's right. Yeah, so she's going to bring us some budget-friendly wines that still have great flavor and pair well with any of the grilled foods you might be doing this weekend or next. Next weekend's the holiday weekend, so we're setting up to get out to our friends at Family Fair. Are going to have us out in Kalamazoo next week. We're going to be out there doing a little grilling. But right now, let's talk a little bit about this to plank or not to plank, Bob. What's that all about?
Well, when you're doing king salmon on the grill, Chinook, some people call them, there's lots of ways to do them, and people have different ideas as to how they want it to taste. And I guess my big question is, what's your favorite? Do you like to put it on a plank, or do you like to put it just on the grill, skin down, and let the skin char? And you really get two different results from it. If you're going to put it on a plank, you want to take the skin off of it.
Okay.
And then the meat will actually absorb some of the flavor from the planking, whether you're using cedar. Some people use alder. It's very flavorful. Some people now use apple. there's lots of different planks. You're not stuck with just cedar anymore, but cedar tends to impart a flavor in salmon. Whoever came up with that idea, it had to be like a siding guy or something who had some, or a roofing guy with some shakes left over.
Yeah, he wanted to start a fire, didn't he?
Who would think of that?
Yeah, hey, let me ask you a question about that, though. So I put it on the plank. Do I need to do anything to the plank before I put the fish on it?
Yep, you're going to want to soak it in water for a couple hours, and I recommend... If you like the flavor of bourbon, or if you've got any cheap, you know, if somebody left a bottle of cheap whiskey or bourbon at your house, you know, one of those guys that brings over the junk and drinks your good stuff.
I might have done that at your house.
No, you always bring the good stuff, Jop. It's not how you roll. So you pour a little bit of that in the water. That brings in a flavor again. You're talking about flavor composition. So you're building layers of flavors. And, you know, a good chef... We'll serve you a meal, and you'll be able to define all the different things in that meal. It's not a hodgepodge. It's building your flavor composition.
So, okay, so I've got to soak this board. Really, one, it's for flavor, but two, it's so it doesn't flame and catch on fire, right?
That's a good reason. Because yeah. It doesn't make such a great presentation. If, you know.
So do I put the plank over direct heat or indirect heat?
Whichever you like.
Okay. But
I like throwing it right over the flame. I like using just cheap pieces of cedar. And I always use cedar, but I talk to people now. There's a bunch of wood up north called basswood, and I've got people telling me that basswood is really good. It's in that evergreen family, so I'm anxious to try that.
I wonder if you could cedar plank a bass on basswood. Would that make it taste like extra fishy?
I think they cancel each other out.
Do they? Okay, so then it just becomes...
You'd have perch.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We are live and local at the Bowtie Bar, corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile. And Bob's talking a little bit about to plank or not to plank. So let's talk about not planking your fish. Do you have to do any prep to the grill before you throw that piece of fish on there?
Well, if I'm not going to plank it, I'm going to go indirect. I'm going to leave the skin on it. I'm going to brine it because I'm not going to have anything else enhancing my flavor.
Okay, so let's slow down a little bit. Brining, what is that all about?
Well, first I get a glass of wine.
Are you brining you or the fish?
Me.
Oh, okay.
if it's salmon, I'm going to maybe take something like a rosé or something. And again, inexpensive wines. I'm not going to waste the good stuff on fish or any kind of marinade. You can't tell the difference. So I look around in my cupboard or, you know, where my leftovers are. Hear that? That's a real motorcycle right there.
Yeah.
You look around and you just grab whichever wine you like. But for a salmon, being a red pink meat, I'm going to go with maybe a rosé or something with a little red hue to it. Or if I've got some leftover white sherry, whatever, I'm going to make my brine up using a half cup of wine and then maybe 2 cups of water. And I'm going to put a fair amount of kosher salt in there.
Right.
And that's all I need, maybe a little sugar.
How long does that soak before I put it on the grill?
I'm going to do it overnight in the refrigerator, no more than 12 hours.
Right, but it isn't just like a half hour, 15-minute thing.
No.
You got to leave it in there and have that fish absorb some of that brine.
Absolutely.
All right, so we get it out. The skin's still on it.
I'm going to leave the skin on it. I'm going to throw it on the grill. Now, if I have a grill that only has one burner, I'm going to have to just turn it on low and pray.
Right.
Because that's what I've got.
But we
have to deal with the grills we've got. I mean, right. We can't all run out and buy a brand new grill for everything you and I suggest.
Okay, next question then. If I don't have a gas grill and I want to do this on charcoal grill, I should probably separate the heat.
Now it's easy.
Right.
Now it's easy. You get your coals going and you partition them. You get a nice, your coals should be 80% red when you start your grilling. If they're not 80% red, you're ahead of the game. You're throwing flavors into your meal that you shouldn't be. And if you're using good charcoal, you want them to get to 80% red because they're still going to burn for 3 or 4 hours. And you've got an optimal heat range there of 9 to 1300 degrees. If you're using briquettes, it's going to peak out around 800 degrees. And you've probably got a lot of other flavors imparted from the briquettes that, you know, may or may not like.
Right. So if I put that salmon on the grill, it's on the indirect heat. The heat's on the left. The salmon's on the right. If I'm looking at my grill, let's say, how long am I going to leave that in there? How do I know when it's done?
I'm going to take like a board and I'm going to scrape those charcoals across. If you do this enough and you like indirect grilling, just find somebody to cut a piece of steel for you and make a little blade that'll stand up and hold those coals in place and come up just about to where the grill comes. And then none of that radiant heat will hit your grilled food. and you'll be in the best place. But listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we are in the capable hands of David Shanley out here handling us, and Brian Fonger on the board back at the studio. We're at the Bowtie Bar in Sparta on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile. It's the 14th annual MS Bike Run, and we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of bikes here. So it's going to be a great day. If you don't have plans, it's the last good day of summer, yo, because next weekend, you're done.
That's right. It's the holiday weekend coming up. But if you want to come out here, you know, it's only $15 a person. If you want to ride in it, if you want to do a couple, it's $25. All the proceeds are going to Multiple Sclerosis Society. There's a breakfast that starts at 10:30. We already had some of those grilled breakfast sausages Mary brought out for us. They're fantastic. That's only $6, and all the proceeds, again, go to MS. If you're not a biker but you just want to come out and take part in this thing, I tell you what, they're going to be serving dinner around 4:30, 5 o'clock. We're going to be grilling 500 pounds of chicken. So we are going to throw down out here. We've got the good one all lit up. We're going to get going on that here in a bit. But, you know, if you got time, it's a great family event. There's a really just some cool stuff you're going to see out here.
And even if you don't have a bike, come on out and get a meal. It's a donation.
That's right.
I'm just thinking here, you know, we've got the Road Weasels here. We should get Lori Teasley out here with them. And we could have Lori Teasley and the Road Weasels.
You know what? That might be the newest group in town.
Yeah. It's got a catch.
That would be awesome. Well, coming up next, Bob's going to talk to us a little bit about three ways to do the corn on the cob. We're going to do a little run and gun, which is like a little rundown of how to feed that big crowd. And we're going to have Cowboy Rob Russell tell us a little bit about some tips and techniques he has for a crowd. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're live at 10 Mile and Alpine at the Bowtie. Stick with us. We'll be back. You cut me from behind. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. I'm scared of the truth. I'm tired of the lies. Just who I am is where you want to be. Don't act like an angel. You're falling again. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.